It's Thursday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. According to our Lord himself, the first quality for welcoming the gospel, which is the good news par excellence, is the spirit of poverty. He says it in this Sunday's gospel. He would say it again in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The poverty of which it is here questioned is not material poverty, first of all, but rather the acknowledgement of our indigence, which is another way of saying humility. And yet, for us to desire humility, we have to see it for what it really is. It does not consist in downplaying our qualities to the point of denying them, or in thinking ourselves capable of nothing. It does not lead man to leave his talents unexploited. Nor does it consist in cultivating a modest exterior with the secret desire of attracting attention, nor in telling others that we are good for nothing. Humility is an interior disposition of the soul which leads a person to his proper place before God and before men. It is the fruit of the knowledge of God and of one's self. And this double knowledge draws man to lower himself. Why this lowering? Because humility, by the knowledge of God and of oneself, leads man to consider what he is and what he does with God as the point of reference, whereas the bad tendencies of his nature push him, on the contrary, to put his person and not God in the center of his thoughts and his actions. Naturally, man is drawn to attribute to himself the good that he does, to exaggerate that good, and to minimize the evil of which he is the author. Therefore, humility is to walk in the truth, as St. Teresa of Avila puts it. It is true that God is all, and I am nothing of myself. It is true that all of the good that is in me comes from God, and if that is true, I should show it concretely in my behavior. Lord Jesus, in order to receive thee at Christmas in the best possible dispositions, I want from today onwards to work to acquire humility. The prayer of His Holiness Benedict XVI before the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in 2005. Holy Mary, who under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe are invoked as Mother by the men and women of Mexico and Latin America, encouraged by the love that you inspire in us, we once again place our life in your motherly hands. May you, who are present in these Vatican gardens, hold sway in the hearts of all the mothers of the world and in our own heart. With great hope we turn to you and trust in you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. The Collect for Our Lady of Guadalupe in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. O God, who willed that, under the special patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we be laden with perpetual favors, grant to your suppliants that, as we this day rejoice in her commemoration on earth, we may enjoy the vision of her in heaven. Oremus. Deus qui sub beatissime Virginis Mariae singulari patrocinio constitutos perpetuis beneficiis nos cumulari voluisti, presta supplicibus tuis, ut cuius hodie commemoratione litamur in terris, eius conspectu per fruamur in celis, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.